רשוס, רבונים חשובים, דיונים, מנהלים, ראשי מויסטויס, וברשוס כל הכל הקודש הזה. Standing here this evening, I feel like Elihu in Sefer Eliv. The Pasuk says that after Eliv's three friends tried to comfort Eliv and were unsuccessful, so Elihu, who was much younger, he decided to speak. And the Pasuk says, Vayan Elihu ben Barachel Habuzi Vayoima, Tsoir ani leyomim v'atem yeshishim. I'm young, and you're older. Al kein zochalti vo'iro mechavois dei itchem. Therefore, I was frightened to express my opinion to you. I'm speaking tonight before many who I know are older and wiser than I am. Uberishon, the Rabbonim Chashuvim of town. Tsoir ani leyomim. Alkein zochalti vo'iro mechavois dei. I'm frightened to give my opinion. But perhaps I have one mailer, one advantage. I think I've come to know the Yetzer Hara well. I'm familiar, too familiar with the Yetzer Hara. And perhaps that's my zchus. Perhaps that's my right. Lechavois dei itchem. This drosha is not an easy drosha to give. Not least of all because many of us feel that we've heard too much already about modern technology. A Yid once asked me what Rabbonim used to speak about before the internet. But Murai V'Rabbeisai, as Hagon Reb Shloima said, tonight is different. This maimed of Kiddush Shem Shomayim, it has a different urgency to it. Because this evening we've gathered together in order to protect our children. And there is nothing more important, nothing more precious in the world to us than our children. I remember many years ago, the Mashkiach, Reb Matisyo Solomon Schlitter, traveled to South Africa on a speaking engagement. And while he was there, he was taken on safari to the Kruger National Park. And when he returned to England, he said in a drosha that when they entered the safari, as they drove into the Kruger Park, there was a large sign. And the sign said, "Look after your children." And then, a day later, when they drove out of the safari, there was a large sign. And it said, "Where are your children?" And I remember the Mashkiach said that every parent, every father and mother, when we begin to bring up a mishpocha, we're told, the Eibishter sagt uns, look after your children. And Achamea ve'esrim will be asked that question, where are your children? tonight we've gathered together so that we should be able to answer that question with confidence. We've gathered together for our children. And there's nothing more important than that. I've often wondered, for many years, hundreds of years, before the Churban Bayis Rishon, Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah. And it wasn't Yechidim. It wasn't a few individuals. Avodah Zarah was rife. It was widespread throughout Eretz Yisrael. And I've often wondered, how did it happen? How was it allowed to continue? How could so many ignore the warnings of the Nevi'im? How did Avodah Zarah become a way of life? It just seems so strange. But I think the answer is that when something seeps into society, something becomes a trend, an idea begins to take root, it doesn't take long until a new generation is born, a new doer. And for them, this is normal. For them, they've never known any different. In their world, you serve Hashem and you serve the Baal. That's the norm. What was so strange, what was so wrong, what was so different so quickly becomes the new generation's norm. And then, when somebody has the chutzpah to be meicher, he's coming against the norm. What do you mean? This is life. Our children were born into a different world. They were born into a world of modern technology. To them, that's normal. They don't know a different world. They simply don't know. They don't know they've been born into a world that is facing new challenges. Challenges of a magnitude that have never been faced before. To them, it's normal. But our achrayus is to remember that it's not. This is not normal. And to explain to our children that it wasn't always this way. That they've been born into a new matzav. They've come into a situation that's just begun. And that if we don't take control of it, it will certainly take control of us. So let's be clear. What is essentially new about our challenges? The Yetzer Hara is not new. The Yetzer Hara has been here since day one, or day six at least. The Yetzer Hara has been with us since time immemorial. He's not new. So what exactly is? What is the abnormal? There is truly a lot to say. But I'd like to highlight three nekudas. Three ways in which we're facing something that is so new, so not normal. The first is availability. It wasn't so long ago that in order to do something, you had to go somewhere. You had to look for it. There had to be some maisa. The Yetzer Hara was there. And he was available, but not so available. You had to go and get him. Or at least you had to follow him to where he took you. But today, all of Olam Hazeh, Pshutei Kamashmoi, Kol Tuv Eretz Mitzrayim, is at our fingertips. Pshutei Kamashmoi. It's a new Metzias. The Gemara says in Meseches Pesachim, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloisho Machriz Alein HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'chol Yoyim. There are three people, three Yidden, three types of Ovdei Hashem who are so special that HaKodesh Baruch Hu announces them with pride every day, B'chol Yoyim. And the first, says the Gemara, is Ravak, Hador Bikrach, the Einoi Choyte. A Ravak, Hador Bikrach, means a single person, an unmarried man, who's living in a large city. And in a large city, Averis are available. And he's a Ravak, Hador Bikrach, the Einoi Choyte. HaKodesh Baruch Hu is Machriz Olov B'chol Yoyim. Every day the Eibishter says, look what Fayidin Ichob. He's a Ravak and he's Dor Bekrach Ve'enei Choyte. Moirev Rabbeisai, today, every single one of us, and certainly every one of our children, every Bochu, is a Ravak Hador Bekrach. Every Bochu, every young girl, is moments away from Memtes Shari Tuma. Most of the time, I'd like to explain, most of the time it's curiosity. Our children are not bad, not at all. They're ever so good. But they're curious. Try and think back to what it's like to be a teenager, to be 15, 16, 17. And they're interested. They want to see. They want to look. They want to discover. It's curiosity. And before long, our children are viewing images, Rahmona Litzlon, the likes of which they should never see Kol Yemei Chayehem. And Rabbeisai, please believe me. Please don't think it's not happening anymore. Because it's happening all the time. Every mechanech, everyone who's in chinuch today will tell you stories of boys and girls who are suffering deeply because they were curious and it was available. That's all. Reb Zalman Roth, Soll er sein gesund, to whom, as we heard, we're indebted for his tireless work in this area. He told me that he went to give a technology talk in a girls' high school, a from mainstream school. And after his talk, the girls were allowed to ask questions anonymously. So Reb Zalman told me that he got the same question from a number of girls. They sent in, anonymously, could you tell us, is there a way to unsee something that I've seen? Rabbi said, these are girls from amongst the best homes in Klal Yisrael, the Emes. And they're girls, 16, 17-year-old girls. And they're not contesting anything Rav Zalman is saying. They've just got one bakosha. Tell us, how can we unsee it? And I've heard that bakosha so many times from Bochrim. Bochrim come to yeshiva, and they sit and learn, and they want to learn. And they come into my office, and they ask, I'm trying, and I've got this in my head. Tell me, how can I get this stuff out of my head? I had a bocher came to me 1 year, just before Yom Kippur. He was crying. And he said to me, I've been learning Mishnayos Baal Peh to try and displace what's in my mind, and it's just not working. Tell me, how can I unsee this? And it's not just pritzos. It's not just indecent images. Over the last few years, we're seeing a kriros, a kultkeit, in Torah, in Yiddishkeit. Even a ruach of kfir, something that we haven't had to contend with for many years, since the time of our scholar. A bocher came to me at the beginning of Zman. And he sat down. He was completely confused. He had a whole lot of questions on emunah, on Torah min ha-shomayim, on the Haredi lifestyle. So I asked him, what's happening? Where is this all coming from? So he told me, that Bein HaZmanim, he got hold of a device, just for a bit. And he sat on it for a few hours, and he watched YouTube videos of kids, teenagers, boys and girls who have gone off the derech. And they're bitter, and they're expressing their bitterness. And he went from one to the other, he watched it for a few hours, and he became completely confused. And these are simplistic, unsophisticated ideas from a bunch of disillusioned teenagers. But it confused him. And he's struggling with his emunah. Just because he was curious and it was available. So that's Aleph. What's abnormal is the availability. It's just there, all the time, everywhere. The second nekuda, the second abnormal, is the secretness. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the Yetzer Hara has seven names. One of them is Tzofeini, as we read in our Torah of Shabbos Shuvah. Tzofeini means hidden. The Yetzer Hara thrives when he's able to operate in hiding. And he's never been more hidden than he is today. Never. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became unwell, Nichnasu Talmidov Levakre, his Talmidim came to visit him, and they knew that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving them. Omru Loi Rabbeinu Borcheinu. So they said, Rebbe, give us a bracha. Om Alohem Yehirotze, Shetehemoire Shomayim Aleichem, Kemoire Bosovadom. He said to them, Halavai, you should have Yirah Shomayim, you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way you fear people. Zog de Gemara, Omru Loi Talmidov Ad Kan, is that all? Is that your final bracha? Is that all our Yirah Shomayim should be? Kemoire Bosovadom. Om Alohem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gezogt velevai, halevai, we should have that level of Yirah Shamayim. Tedu, kishe odom oiver avera, oima shelo yirani odom. When a person does an avera, he's nervous. He's on edge, shelo yirani odom, I don't want to be caught. Shelo yirani odom is a tremendous shmira. And we've lost that. There's no shelo yirani odom. We're being asked to have Yirah Shomayim Tehira, pure Yirah Shomayim. There used to be a Shmira. The home was a Shmira, the Beis HaMedrash was a Shmira, the Kehillah was a Shmira. But today it's possible for a young person or an older person to be living a life of Avera And no one in the world knows. And that's what's so frightening. We don't know who's who anymore. People are walking around. We thought they were Elohi Eden, and they are essentially Elohi Eden. But they can have fallen into Kol Dovah Osa. Because there's no Shmira of Shelo Yirani Odo. Of course, effective filtering has done so much to protect us. But it's certainly not foolproof. Filters can be got around too often. Our children can get hold of their own devices. And strangely, there's still some people who have unfiltered internet at home. When ich bet mechila be'emes, it's not for me to be giving Musa, but I have to get this off my chest. Because it's hard to believe I've had the same experience a number of times. A bocher comes in and he says he's going home bein azmanim. And there's unfiltered internet and he's worried he's going to fall. Elcha bocher. So I tell him, speak to your parents. I'm sure they'll understand. Tell them at least while you're home you want it filtered. And a number of times I've had the same story. A bocher comes back and he says either his parents don't want to. Because they say, we don't need to. We're big, we're mature. We can control ourselves. Or they say they will and they don't. And that same bocher comes in after Bein Azmanim and tells me he went home and there was no filter and Ezer Engefalo. It's happened to me a number of times, exactly the same story. And yesterday I met a mashkiach of a large yeshiva who told me that he's had exactly the same thing. So how can we say, Yodeinu leishofcho es adam hazeh? Even if we manage to tackle all of the above, if we manage to tackle the availability, and we manage to tackle the problem of no shelo yirani odom, there's a third concern, a third abnormal, which is arguably the most frightening, the most life-destroying, the most insidious of all. Modern technology has simply taken our minds hostage. We're losing our minds to modern technology. On Leil Rosh Hashanah, the Minig Yisrael is to eat a roish, the head of a lamb or a fish, and to be mispalel, yirotzim, sheniel a roish veloy lezono. What does that mean? What are we davening for? What do we mean when we say, help us to be the head, not the tail? A roish. Roish means head. A roish is also a leader. As in, roish beistin. We were created B'tzelem Elohim. We were created to be Balei Bechira, to make choices, to think, to decide, to choose, to lead, to live with Das, to be a Roish. Not to be a Zonov, someone who just follows, who allows himself to be led by everyone and everything. And modern technology is robbing us of our roish. And it's turning us into a bunch of znovois. Instead of living tselem aleikim, instead of living with das, instead of choosing every moment of my day, I become a zonov, a follower. I become enslaved enslaved to every beep and buzz, enslaved to every piece of insignificant news, to the opinion of anyone and everyone, to the opinions of hundreds or thousands of people who we don't know or even care to know. We become obsessed with following other people's lives and with needing to share our own. And we're desperate to be part of the conversation, to make an impression, to be liked. And we're losing our reish. We're losing our minds. We're communicating with hundreds, but connecting to absolutely no one. We're flooded with information, but we've got no time or headspace to think. And as followers, as novice, we've lowered our standards of tznius, of refinement, of emunah and bitochen. We're allowing ourselves to fall to the lowest common denominator of the group. And maybe worst of all, we're killing our relationships. If our greatest shibud is to the phone, what's happening to our real ksharim? Parents are losing their children. Their children are lost in a virtual world. Children are losing their parents. They don't have time for them. They don't have kop for them. They've lost their reish. Husbands and wives are drifting apart. On the train down today, I received a call from a lady here in Northwest London who told me she's representing wives. And she said, "You're going to speak tonight." She said, "Please, please say in our name that we want our husbands back." That's what she called to say. We want our husbands back. They're not talking to us. We want to feel we're more important than their devices. We want to be able to sit at the end of the day and discuss, go through the children, make real connection. And then, of course, there's addiction. There are those, and they aren't yechidim, who become helplessly addicted to their devices. I used to think, Rabbi Yisai, that the stories they tell of Chilul Shabbos were a guzma, an exaggeration. Until I had the heartbreaking job of dealing with the yeshiva bochel from one of the mishpochis hamayuchosis b'Yisrael, from a wonderful home, who was being mechalel Shabbos for hours every Shabbos. His father was sitting downstairs learning, oblivious, and the son was upstairs being mechalel Shabbos. Of course, these are extreme cases, but the extreme cases serve to help us identify what this thing is. So we're becoming znovis. We're losing our reish. We're losing our tselem elokim. So what's the etzah? I think the first thing is, we mustn't be messiahish. And sometimes it's hard not to be. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this reality, then it must be that He's giving us the koiches. He'll help us to find etzahs. Of course, there need to be takonas. There need to be guidelines. But all the takonas and all the guidelines will do nothing if we're not being mechanech. If we're not being mechanech ourselves and mechanech our children to who we really are, to what a yid really is. Reb Sholem Shvadron, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, used to tell over a story that he said he heard from an Eder Ear. An Eder Ear who learnt in Radin Yeshiva. And he said that every Leil Shabbos, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, the Chofetz Chaim used to give a shmooze. And a small Olam came, about 25 Bochrim. And one Leil Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim said at the end of the shmooze, that he has a soid, he has a secret that he wants to share, but that he can't just share it just like that. And so the Olam should come back in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. on Leil Shabbos, and he'll share the soid. So the Bochrim went back to Yeshiva. Before long, every Bocher had heard about this, and every single Bocher was determined to be there. Then it spread to the Balabatim of Radin. By 10 to 3 in the morning, Leil Shabbos, the home and the surrounding chotzer of the Chofetz Chaim was packed with people. And the Chofetz Chaim came in, and he began to say Elikai Neshomo, just the words. He said, Elikai Neshomo Shenosato B'Tahirahi. Rabbeinu Shleilim, you gave me a Neshomo Tahira, Ato Verosa, Ato yetzarto, ato nefachto bi. It's from you. It's a chelek elikai mimal. And then he continued, v'ato osid litlo mimeni, ulehachziro bi. And the heilige Chofetz Chaim stopped, and he began to repeat those words. He said again and again, Rabbeisai, ulehachziro bi, ulehachziro bi. And the Olam didn't understand. And the Chofetz Chaim said, can't you see what steht da? There's a mappik hey, ula hachzir rohbi. It's this neshama, this same neshama. This is the one that's going to be mine. Lo ad, lo netzach netzochim. And whatever I make of this neshama, in the years I have here in this world, that's my neshama, ula hachzir rohbi. That's the seed that the Chofetz Chaim shared in the middle of the night. That's the seed we have to teach our children. That we are first and foremost, we are neshomis. That's kolin yonoi shel yoyim hakodesh, yoyim hakipurim. Yoyim hakipurim is a day of neshoma. On yoyim hakipurim we push aside as much as is humanly possible every aspect of goof, and we remain neshoma. And in being neshoma, we're able to reconnect. That's our tahara, that's mikveh Yisrael Hashem. The Maral explains, when we're connected, when there are no mechitzas, then that is the tahara. Just like the tomei, who's in the mayim without mechitzas, without chatzitzas, is nitar. When a yid is just neshoma, he's with the Eibishter Tzuzamen, is as kulei tahara. Yom HaKippurim is just once a year, but it's the day when we express who we really are, and it's the day that we have to live for, that we have to live with throughout the year. We have to tell our children again and again, this is our identity. We're yidden with neshomis tahiris. And it's our tachlis, through those neshomis, to connect our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes in Meir Nevuchim, Haloi bi'arti lecho, he says, Shezeh ha-seichel, asher shofa oleinu me'elukai yisborach. The seichel, the consciousness, our minds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, who had dibuk asher beineinu uveinoi. That's our connection. V'horoshus nesuna lecho. You have permission, you have the choice.
Im Tirtze Lechazik.
Hadibuk hazeh tase. Im Tirtze Lechlishoi ma'at ma'at ad shetif sekeu tase. You can't through your neshama be mechazik the dibuk. You can't chas v'sholem be mafsik the dibuk. Our homes and our classrooms have to be filled with this idea. We have to be talking about neshama, but not as something abstract, but as something more real than anything else in the world, as who we are, as why we're here. And everything we do and every choice we make at every turn, we have to be asking ourselves and we have to be training our children. That's the chinuch we need to give. Is this the neshama of ula hachzira or bi? Is this good for my neshama? It's not my right or my role to even suggest to people what they should do. We have Rabbonim, and certainly Kol Echod Ve'Echod is guided by his Rav. But I'd like to humbly put forward three general klolim, and these are klolim that are reflected in the guidelines that were put together by the Rabbonim. Perhaps it would be right for us before Yom HaKodesh to go home, to sit at our tables, and to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and to ask ourselves three questions. Firstly, do I really need what I have? Do I need the devices that I have? Or can I manage without them? Base, the devices that I do have, am I sure that they're filtered to the highest standard possible? And Gimel, am I making every effort to ensure that whichever devices I have, they're not controlling me, but I'm controlling them? Am I being shomer on my tzelem elokim? Am I being a roish and not a zonov? And of course, when we make the cheshbon of what we need and what we don't need, of course, we may have to make sacrifices. There may be a price to pay. Because if the damage is greater than the need, then that's not what we want. We have to be mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged schara, or schar avera keneged hefsedah. We have to make neshomadika cheshbonus today and every day. I'd just like to make one more point. We have the most wonderful children. But emes. Again, anyone in chinuch will say that despite all of these challenges, there's something there in today's children. There's a cheshek, there's a rotzin, there's a longing. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen in Tzidkes HaTzadik says something fascinating. He says there are certain neshomas that are neshomas of ne'urim. They are neshomas that have the middah of ne'urim, of youthfulness, of enthusiasm, of passion. And those neshomas can go wrong and they can go ever so right. He says those neshomas were there at the Doira Amabu. There, that middah of Ne'urim went horribly wrong. Ki yetzeh leiv odom ra min Ne'urov. He says those same neshomas came back, and they were the neshomas of the Doira Midbar. And there, that Ne'urim, that passion was used for the good. Und auf dem steht, zocharti lo chesed Ne'uraich. And then he says a fascinating point. And it's amazing to think that Reb Tzadok said this over 100 years ago. He says, the doyer ikvus of the Mashiach will be those same neshomas again. Those neshamas that were there in the Deir HaMabul and ruined the world, those neshamas that were mekabel the Torah, they'll come back again. And what will they be? Will they be Yetzalev Adam Ram in Urov, or will they be Chesed Nuraich? Reb Tzadok says they'll be both. And they'll be both in the same people. There'll be an Oyer V'choshech Mishtamshim Be'arvuvia. And it's something that is seen B'chosh. We have children who are caught in a Yetzalev Adam Ram in Urov, but the very same children, the very same bochrim, the very same girls, are full of true passion for Kedusha. And they're looking to us, if we lead the way, they'll follow. I'm standing here tonight, Be'emes as a shliach tzibur. I'm just a shliach tzibur of the olam. And as a shliach tzibur, I just want to say, Tayri Eden, in 3 days' time, we're going to be benching our children. We're going to be mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to ask Him for each and every child. Sheyitein belibcho avosui v'yirosui. V'siyeh yiras Hashem al pomecho kol yomecho. Shelo yisechto. Yodecho yasku b'mitzvus. Raglecho yorutzu lasis ritzoin ovicho shebashomayim. Yitein lecho bonim uvonis tzadikim v'tzidkonis oiskim b'toiru v'mitzvus kol yomeim. And the Eibishter will listen to our tefillahs. But Rabbi, don't we have to make that cheshbon hanefesh? Don't we have to be sure that we've done everything possible in our koach to ensure sheyeh belibcho avosui v'yirosui, to ensure v'siyeh yiras Hashem al ponecho kol yomecho shelo yisechto? And as a shliach tzibur, I'd like to finish with a tefillah, may oyme kalev b'shem kol hamis asvim, that the Rabbi Nishlem should give us the koiches and the moyach to make the tikkunim that we need to make, to pay any price that needs to be paid, to be a roish and not a zonov. And then be'ezer Hashem, when we ask that question, where are your children? We'll be able to say with pride, here they are, kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, anshei emes, zera kodesh, ba'ashem deveikim, amen, ken yehi rotzon.